You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday in Brevard County. We want to welcome you today to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. And we are very thankful that you have chosen to spend the next half hour with us as we are, we're almost all the month of January already. I think it's almost four complete weeks in, not quite yet, but we're sneaking up on it really, really quickly. So we are thankful that you have chosen to invest in yourself spiritually and are choosing to listen to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida, today's modern worship. And, I think it was about a year and a half ago, I took our kids to camp, and I was so excited because when we took our kids to camp, there were some people from Vieira, and they were at the same camp. I don't remember which church they went to. It wasn't one of our Assembly of God churches, but they were at an Assembly of God camp. And they said, "Wait a minute, I recognize your voice." And they were listening to the Refresh Radio program. And I told them, I said, "That is incredible." Not that they were listening to me, but I was so impressed that young people were investing in their spiritual life, and they weren't just filling their heads with the latest mush song that's coming across the airwaves, or not just filling their heads with the latest bad message that comes from some of the music industry that is out there, that the world has to offer. They were growing in their spiritual walk with the Lord, and that was so exciting. And I celebrate not only young people doing that, but men doing that, women doing that. Thank you for spending the next half hour with us here on WMIE. So if you like what you're hearing today, if you wouldn't mind telling somebody about the program, that would be greatly appreciated. Our program airs at 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening on 91.5 FM. And there are some other frequencies throughout the county, depending upon where you are, that you can listen to the radio program. It is also available 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510 AM, Monday through Friday. And there are some FM frequencies that you can get the AM signal on. I don't know how all of that works. All I just know is that I find my voice on there from time to time as I'm driving down the road. And it's like, that guy is always on the radio. Coming up this weekend at Merritt Assembly of God, we've got some our normal Sunday school teachers are ministering out in San Francisco this week. They've been invited to speak at a conference out there. And so they're away this weekend. My daughter, who is the head of our youth ministries program, which just transitioned to Wednesday night, she's going to be teaching Sunday school this coming Sunday morning at 9:30. That'll be the adult class. We also have, kids classes and youth classes. We just had a number of our kids and young people move away out of the central Brevard County area. And so there are plenty seats. So we have teachers that are prepared if we have kids that show up. But Sunday school is a valuable thing. I believe that you and I, we need to avail ourselves of the opportunity that we have to study the Word of God. Last week, I really had a message that I was very excited about. If you log on to Facebook and like our Merritt Assembly of God page, you can go back and watch some of those videos that we have posted of our sermons. If we have a guest speaker, we don't post those up there. we post the messages of when I'm preaching up there. But last week I had preached a message called The Blessed, or the Gifted versus the Blessed versus Children of the Covenant and the Transformed. And it was a message I'd preached before, but God had added some to it, and I had a special request to preach that message. And so I preached it again, and really had a great time preparing for that message as well as preaching that message. So this week I'll be sharing again on Sunday morning. Sunday night we have the Stevens Family Singers that are going to be with us, 6:30 of an evening, and we'd love to have you come and be a part of that. They travel the country with their music ministry. They're getting ready to take a missions trip to Romania, and we would love to have you come and support that Sunday night, 6:30, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. Let's go to Acts chapter 26 today. Acts chapter 26. I hope you like good news. I love good news. I'm not afraid of bad news, but I do love good news. And today I want to talk to you about some of the benefits of being forgiven. And this is going to come from Paul's mouth as he was standing before King Agrippa and giving a defense of all that was going on inside of him. So I'm going to begin reading today in begin with verse number 12. You can go back and read the whole chapter for yourself. But verse number 12 says this: "While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads.' So I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Now, we were talking yesterday about the message of forgiveness is what we are supposed to be proclaiming, and that forgiveness is available by him. It's available for everyone so that we can be justified from all things that previously we weren't able to be justified from, but now because of the sufficiency of Christ, we are able to be justified before God. That's a tremendous, tremendous message. So let's look at this passage today and see what we can learn about forgiveness. The first thing that I want to point out to you is in verse number 14, and this I'm just building some context here, and it says, "And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads.'" A couple of things there. First, God speaks your language. The reason that Saul heard God speaking to him in Hebrew was because that was the language that Paul spoke. And, I mean, it's not the only language God speaks. If you go back to the day of Pentecost, he enabled everybody to speak forth the praises and the glories of God in a wide range of languages that people who were there were witnesses of, and they said, "We hear them speaking in our own native language." And so when I was on my missions trip, there was a lot of praise and worship that went on. And it was in a language that I didn't understand. I couldn't understand the words that they were singing, but I could sure understand. I got the reality that they were thoroughly excited about worshiping God. And so I was able to worship even though I didn't speak the language. But wherever you are at today, I want you to know that God speaks your language. He doesn't need a translator. He doesn't need Google Translator. He's not going to mispronounce the words. He's going to have the syntax correct and the sentence structure correct. God speaks your language. And when he spoke to Paul, he said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And that would have been a real revelation to Saul at that point in time. His name hadn't been changed yet. But it would have been a real revelation to him, because Saul thought he was being zealous for God, not zealous against God. He thought he was persecuting heretics, and Jesus informed him that he was actually persecuting him. You know, there are all sorts of people who are self-appointed keepers of the truth, if you will. And so there's not a preacher out there that if you don't look hard enough, if you look hard enough, you will find that there's somebody that is declaring them to be a heretic and blasphemous. Billy Graham was labeled someone you shouldn't listen to Billy Graham because of this person was hurt because of something. And I just want to remind you, preachers aren't perfect. You know, we are able to miscommunicate. And in fact, I make a joke out of it every time that I'm trying to communicate with someone and there is a breakdown in the transmission and the reception. And I will say, that's, you know, the reason that this is possible is because I'm a professional communicator. That's what I do. I communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ, and sometimes it's very humbling whenever there's a breakdown. And so when you hear me say something like that, I'm not boasting about myself. I'm actually ridiculing myself, because we need God to be able to communicate with the people around us. Saul thought he was persecuting people, and Jesus said, "No, you're actually persecuting me." And at this point in time, that births another question from Saul. He says, "Lord," so he recognized that he was dealing with a spiritual power that was greater than what he was. He realized that there were some points of information that he lacked, and he said, "Lord," capital L, "who are you?" You know, I think that would be a great place for us to begin in 2019 and say, "God, who are you?" I don't care how long you've walked with God. I don't know how many, I don't care how many decades. I don't care how many times you've read the Bible. All I know is that the Bible says that it's going to take an eternity for God to reveal from glory to glory the facets of who he is, his personality, his nature. And it's not that we're slow learners. We can be slow learners. But in heaven, where there is not that impedance of a flawed human nature, it's just that's how incredibly marvelous God is. So I was having a conversation, I believe it was last Friday, with a person, and I said, "You know, have you ever had the opportunity to communicate with a person who doesn't understand all of the complexities of a situation?" And I said, how do you do that? And it all boiled down to this: is you take that which is complex and you boil it down to a level that the person you are communicating the truth to can understand. And I can't tell you how many times that I've done that. That's what I try and do. If we're having a conversation and there's information, I'm going to try and bring an analogy in that is going to convey the essence of the truth. Whether I am able to communicate the full spectrum of that truth or not, that's going to require some growth on someone's part. There, and you and I, we need to grow in our relationship with God. We need to say, God, in 2019, would you reveal to an even greater extent to me who you are? I don't want to get stuck. I don't want to spiritually plateau. I want to be growing in my understanding of who you are. And I think that is just a tremendous message. He says, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting, but rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness. Okay? Now, you've got to remember, Jesus is offering Saul, who later in his gospel writings identifies himself as the chiefest of sinners, he's offering Saul forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness from what he has done, transformation, and participation in God's divine kingdom plan of touching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says, I'm going to make you a servant the way that I intended you to serve all along. I'm going to make you a witness of the things which you have seen and the things which I will reveal to you, the things that you hear, the things that you see. I want you to remember what you've already seen. I want you to remember the things that you see in the future. And I want you to remember the things that you hear. And I want you to testify to those things. Can I tell you, we as Christians have a tendency to take that which is simple and make it extremely complex. We reverse the process. And we've done such a marvelous job at complicating things that most people in the church do not even feel qualified to tell people about Jesus Christ. They don't think they have the theological training. They don't think that they're good enough communicators. People would rather, they're less afraid of dying than they are of public speaking. They're afraid of rejection and all of that. And really, all we need to do is testify about the things that we have experienced. So I've been to one Monster Jam race now, and I could not tell you all of the drivers. I cannot tell you how much the machines cost, but I can tell you about some of the things that I experienced at that race. And I've only experienced it once, but I wouldn't feel intimidated talking to another person who's maybe been to 50 of those races, or a mechanic. I would just be able to say, wow, this is what I saw. And so it was a great family event for us. And so, why do we have to complicate it? If you find a person that's a prisoner of hopelessness, why would it be so hard to testify to them about the forgiveness that you've experienced? And so everywhere Paul went, because he viewed himself as the chiefest of sinners, he knew then that there was hope for every person that he ministered to, that they could find forgiveness. So he's standing here before a king, and he's saying, King Agrippa, you know, I'm presenting this message to you that you could become like me with everything except for these chains. And Agrippa said, man, you almost persuade me. Or do you think you could persuade me in such a short time? Short time, long time, it doesn't matter. I'm here on a mission to testify, and you're on a mission to believe it and receive it or reject it. The choice is yours, but I'm here to tell you. I mean, it would be stupid for someone to come and argue with me that what I experienced last weekend with my son and grandson my son's father-in-law, it would be stupid of them to argue with me, well, you didn't really experience that. That would be dumb. Said, I could show you the ticket stub if I hadn't thrown it away. I could tell you where we parked. I could tell you, you know, all sorts of things. Even the food wasn't bad over there. So let's move on to forgiveness, okay? He says, I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Saul at this point in time, Saul, my forgiveness isn't ending with you. Too many times, once we are saved, once our family are saved, if we've got a really good friend, once they're saved, we think we're done. We've got our missions convention weekend coming up in February, because the task isn't over yet. There's still too many people. You know what I met on the mission field? I met people who are trapped in a life of in sobriety. I saw people who were surrounded by the lifestyle of hedonism, where it's all about pleasure. I found people trapped in poverty. I found people facing the problems over there that we face over here. And the good news is the answer for them is the same answer that it is for us, and that Jesus forgives sins. He forgives us because he wants to give us an inheritance. He forgives, it says, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance. Unfortunately, many times when people die, the heirs start squabbling over the inheritance because it is limited in scope. It doesn't matter how large the inheritance is, it is limited in scope. Our mission is not like that, because the inheritance that we have from God is unlimited in scope. I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ and have access to all of heaven and all of heaven's resources, and so do you, and so does every other believer, and so do all of those who have yet to believe, but God wants them to believe. And so we are, listen, I get this email from time to time from this scam artist, and it says, hey, there was a person with your last name that died, and I can't find an heir. And so if we don't find an heir, this inheritance is going to be wasted. And so even though you may or may not be related to this person, we can work the courts to our advantage here, and I'm willing to split the inheritance with you if you'll just go along with the scheme. Guess what? I wasn't born yesterday. But I can tell you this, that there's an inheritance that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords wants every human being on planet Earth to receive, and that is this. Now, hang on. It's got a broad spectrum, but if I can boil it down to this nugget, it goes back to what God told Abraham. Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. Now listen, when you get God, you get everything else that comes along with that. And so, can we go out and find some people who want to walk in their divine inheritance? It is not only a divine inheritance, but it is also a change of authority. It is a message of forgiveness that is going to open their eyes to things that they have been blinded to by the prince of this world. It is going to transform them or transfer them from a kingdom of darkness to a kingdom of light. It is going to transform them from living under the authority, the mandates, and the taskmaster's whip of Satan, and it's going to bring them into the kingdom of God and his great love. Please do not think that those kingdoms are even remotely similar. God has a covenant of love, and Satan operates with a disdain and a hate for humanity that is off the scale. And God says, when I forgive you, it's not just an ooey gooey good feeling time. There's significant things that takes place. All of a sudden your eyes are open, and what Satan had blinded you to, all of a sudden you see it for what it really is. He says, not only that, but you're going to walk with revelation that you've never had before. You're going to receive the forgiveness of sins, and you are going to be set apart by faith in me. Look, I don't want to be common. I don't even want to be normal. And if we're defining normalcy the way that the world defines normalcy, I don't want to be normal. I would very much like to be normal the way that God defines normal. I want to walk in obedience to his word. I want my normal Christian life to be that which heaven has, not what society is trying to say now, where, okay, it is normal. You think you've got a relationship with God. You just stay inside your little lane over here, and you just stay, and you just behave yourself and keep your mouth shut. And listen, we've got too good a news, too much good news to keep it to ourselves. Could you testify before a king? I know you can, because God equipped Saul to do that before Agrippa, and he can equip you and I to do that as well. Let's go out today and share the good news of Jesus Christ with somebody else. God wants to forgive them. He forgave us. He'll forgive them too. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
To be a sanctuary, a pure and